Welcome to Media Mavens,
a bi-weekly podcast where we discuss our favorite
or not so favorite
movies, shows, and games.
I'm Pam.
I'm Riley.
Let's get started. This is the first ever episode of the Media Mavens podcast. I'm Pam, and I'm here with my co-host, Riley.
Hi.
We wanted to start a new podcast where we just talk about what's going on in the media and pop culture, have some chats about what we've been up to, video games, movies, shows, and then have a discussion of a certain piece of media or media topic.
Yeah, we kind of thought that it would be fun to talk with each other and maybe eventually some guests about the media that we consume. It's important to look at stuff and think about it critically, and it's good to talk about it with people that you trust, so we're going to do that in a podcast setting.
Exactly. So Riley and I have been friends for a while, and we first met playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah. And then I think we started talking, like, on Twitter more.
Yeah, I think Warcraft and Twitter were two big parts of our relationship building.
Yeah.
So, I'll just introduce myself, I guess. As I said, I'm Pam. I have a blog which is called Cannot Be Tamed, which started as a World of Warcraft blog, but has since evolved into more general gaming and media topics. I also make videos on YouTube under the same channel name, Cannot Be Tamed. And there I do a whole lot of stuff. I talk about retro video games, new video games. I make vlogs about things that are sort of going around in the gaming critique circles and what's happening in gaming.
Yeah, very cool. I watch your videos, even though I'm not a huge fan of retro video games.
Well, thank you.
And, like, it's cool because, like, I don't think I would ever play them myself, but it's neat to see it, like, from somebody else's perspective. And I think that you always give really good, like, critical reviews of them, which I'm appreciative of, instead of saying, like, this game was really fun and being like, I got to shoot some things, but it was like, no, this level was terrible, or the shooting mechanics were awful, the controller is disgusting. Like, those are the kind of things that I like to hear about. I don't really care about, like, I just like this because it looked cool. I like to hear the in-depth reviews.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I like to try to look a bit closer at games. Sometimes, especially with the retro stuff, there's not a whole lot to grasp on there, like about story or things like that. But yeah, I try to look at games a little differently and provide a bit of a different opinion than the general person who's making videos about retro games on YouTube. So, yeah. And what about you, Riley?
I don't really do a lot on the internet anymore. Well, yeah, I used to blog frequently for World of Warcraft, and I write a lot of fan fiction, and I tweet a lot on Twitter. So, and I actually started working on getting my stream settings sorted out. So hopefully, I can start streaming the games that I play instead of just playing them by myself. I actually went out yesterday and bought a new stick of memory.
Oh, nice.
Just so that I could not use up 70% of my computer's memory while I was playing Overwatch, so. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to maybe starting to do that a little more consistently.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching your streams. I know a lot of people stream. I don't generally watch, like, a lot of Twitch and things, but I would watch you because you make great faces while you play video games.
Oh, thanks. God. Yeah, that would be, I guess, like, a perk for people watching is, like, I've been told, like, my boyfriend says that I look super serious when I play video games, but then, start killing some people in, like, Heroes of the Storm, and, like, my face changes to, like, glee that I'm killing, like, all these people. So yeah, that'll be good once I get started. Yeah, I I don't know. I've been thinking about starting a podcast for a while. I just kind of needed a kick in the pants to get started. And having somebody else do this with me is probably the best way. So I'm very glad that you reached out, because I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'd been sort of tossing around the idea for a while and wanted to do it, just like not pulling the trigger. And then one day I was just like, I'm going to ask Riley, and then we're going to have to do it together.
Yeah. Now we can hold ourselves accountable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, especially with some podcasts. One particular podcast going off the air recently, I miss the discussions there, and I hope that we can have a little bit of what Justice Points had going in our podcast, even though it's, you know, going to be our own thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss Justice Points, too.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to get on to what we've been up to lately?
Yeah, sure. So I've been playing a lot of Overwatch, and I haven't really played Heroes of the Storm since the new patch went in, with the bans and stuff in Hero League, but I'm looking forward to trying that out. Overwatch specifically, I find it's fun to play for maybe a couple hours, and then if you're not playing with a group, it gets kind of repetitive. So I'm looking forward to the beta, like the open beta starting, I think on the 1st of May, I think it starts. And then the actual game comes out on the 24th of May. So I'm looking forward to having more people to play with, because it gets kind of lonesome playing by yourself. Like Heroes of the Storm, like I said before, I played it a little bit. I got somebody to level 10. I think Jaina got her to level 10 before the patch, and then after the patch I've kind of only jumped on to play a little bit. I haven't really tried the new hero. I don't know if like him.
Dahaka?
Yeah. I didn't even know who he was. I haven't played any of the StarCraft games at all. Maybe like the second one for about 5 minutes, and then I was like, I'm terrible at micromanaging all of my troops. So this game is not for me. But the story sounds kind of cool, so I'm maybe looking into playing it again at some point. But not anytime soon. I don't know.
I had started the campaign a while ago, and I played through a little bit of it. I enjoyed it, but I'd like to finish the campaign at some point, but I don't think I would ever play it multiplayer.
Oh, God, no.
Against people.
No. I watched my boyfriend, Brian, I watched him play it, and he used to play the multiplayer a lot. He doesn't really anymore. But it was like, I don't know how you keep track of, like, all of these things, and he's not even, like, a super fast player like everybody else on, like, the streams are, but it still was like, I don't know how you're keeping track of everything.
Yeah.
But I guess it's, like, keep macros and mouse, like, buttons that are bound. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so. I like strategy games, but I've always been more into the turn-based strategy where you have a chance to think rather than just having to be able to click your mouse 700 times per minute.
Yeah. What else have I been playing? Okay, so I bought Stardew Valley. Excuse me. Because I saw it on a stream, and I was like, oh, this looks really cute. Might be something that I would like to play. And then I played maybe like 5 hours of it, and I was really bored. So I feel like I need to give it a chance, because I think once I get my first big harvest, that I'll have enough money to do the things that I want to. But the very first day, I think I like fell asleep of exhaustion because I tried to plant too much stuff and didn't realize that like you couldn't just keep going. So I, like, collapsed in my yard.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this is not... I don't like this at all.
I thought you meant personally, like, you played the game to exhaustion.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I really need to just give it a shot, another shot, I think. But
yeah, everyone's so slow. Been talking about it lately.
Yeah, that's
like,
why
on Twitter
I picked it up.
And everything.
It's, yeah.
it's not my type of game. Like, I sort of... Now, this is just totally... Like, I don't have any actual gameplay experience with these, but they seem like games about chores.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the streams that I watched, it was... Eventually, it got to the point where it was kind of the same stuff every day. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, you wake up in the morning, and you, like, collect your crops, you sell them, you come back, and then you, like, take care of your animals. So if you have, like, ducks or pigs and cows, like, you go and you, like, check on those guys, and then maybe you go over into the dungeon and you do some mining, and then you come back, and then, like, the next day your crops aren't grown back yet, so either you have to plant them or go do something else. Like, I don't know, it just kind of seemed a little repetitive after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, it's a farming simulator, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. But it just looks so cute, so I don't know. I gotta maybe give it another shot on, like, Saturday mornings or something and limit myself to, like, playing it for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, okay, that's enough for now. Come back to it next week. Actually, that sounds like a really good idea. Maybe I'll do that. And then I'm looking forward to playing Hyper Light Drifter, which is kind of, it's not really the same style, but it's like this pixel art, I guess it's an RPG,
mm-hmm.
Like a top-down kind of game, and you have like swords and guns and stuff. I have no idea what it's about other than I saw the trailer,
mm-hmm.
And I thought it looked gorgeous, and the music sounds really cool, like really synthesized music, and I was like, yes, it kind of sounds like something I might enjoy. So I'm looking forward to playing that. What have you been playing?
So I have also been playing some Heroes of the Storm. I've mm-hmm. played it since the patch where you can ban heroes and things, and originally it started out good. Like, I really like the banning idea, although in my experience, sometimes, like, I'll put in my character that I want to play, and then my own team will ban it.
No!
And it's not, like, a stupid character, either. It's, like, Vala, or
Vala's
Morales, or something. And so, I don't really understand that
part. You've had people ban Morales when you've wanted to play her?
Yeah, because they wanted to keep the other team from having her, even though, like, I was only third pick or something, so I don't know about that, but I do like that the banning thing. Some of the UI things are weird, though, because now when you, in ranked, when you're drafting, you see the character that the person's chosen, but you see them with the skin that they're using. So a lot of the time, I have no idea who it is because I'm not familiar with all the skins.
I find, like, skins, they work pretty well in Heroes of the Storm, but I've noticed in Overwatch there will, like, the skins change the silhouette of the character so much that I don't recognize them when I'm fighting against them.
Yeah,
but I find, like, the skins in Heroes of the Storm, I find they kind of keep the shape of the character, so you still kind of know who it is. But if you don't go through all of the skins like I do in the shop, yeah. and look at them all and think of how cool they look, then, like, how would you know?
Yeah.
That's what that character looked like.
For most, they're okay, but for some of the bigger tanky guys, like Diablo and the new Dahaka, like, it's sort of, mm-hmm. I find them a little bit hard to tell apart, especially with skins.
Yeah, I can see that.
But my Heroes of the Storm time came to an end. I have a way that I play multiplayer games where I have to play with or against other people, where I get really into them and then I get really angry and I'm like, I'm never playing this game again. So my last couple games on Thursday or Friday, the first game, my character that I wanted to play got locked out and I ended up playing Kael'thas, and I'm okay with him. I hadn't played him since the patch, but I had a couple stupid early deaths, and this was after we had two people choose tanks in draft. So we had two tanks, a healer, and like a specialist and an assassin. So it wasn't very good. And then I had a couple early deaths, and then Leoric, the one who had chosen the second tank, was like, "Are we throwing? Oh, we're throwing." And then he just stopped playing. He like just stayed in front of our base and killed some minions for the rest of the time. And the rest of the team was like, "Hey, dude, like stop it. You're the one being bad here." And he's like, "I haven't died at all." It's like, "Well, duh. You've been sitting in front of our base the whole time."
Oh my god.
And then the very next game, we were playing, and the person playing Zagara missed a team fight, and so someone said, "Oh, we'd do better in team fights if Zagara joined." And they're like, "Oh, I'm not in team fights. I'm never doing a team fight again." And then they literally never did a team fight again, and told everyone that they should be nicer if they wanted them to cooperate. And while I'm all for being nice online and in general, I don't feel like the comment was out of line in such a way that you would then punish your entire team by not participating. So after that match, I was just like, "No, I'm done." I uninstalled Heroes of the Storm. I uninstalled Battle.net. I was just like, "I'm done."
Just the great purge of Battle.net.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. Is that like... I've played maybe 2 games of Hero League. Is that what that's like? Like, has that been your experience in Hero League?
No, this was not the usual thing. My usual complaint in Hero League is that I'll win a whole bunch of games and then lose a whole bunch of games in a row, rather than like winning and losing sort of. So that's my usual complaint, but no, this time people were just being awful little crybabies, and I was really mad.
Oh, that's so shitty. But now you don't have to worry about it anymore because it's gone.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's gone. So maybe when Overwatch comes into open beta, I'll install it again. But I'm Blizzard free for now.
God. Okay.
Yeah. So other than that, I've been playing Final Fantasy X, the remaster. I've played that a number of times before. Well, the original one. Mm-hmm. So that's going pretty well. I think I'm kind of near the end of the game there, and just remembering how much I like it. I've got some problems with the combat right now, but just how nice the story is and how it's just about Yuna sort of saying goodbye to all the places she's been, and I just really like that it's sort of a journey through Spira, and it's a very nice game with a male protagonist who's not like super dour and sullen like a lot of the male protagonists are in Final Fantasy.
Angry bearded white guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I know some
I don't
people...
think I've ever played Final Fantasy X.
Oh no?
I think I've seen it, but I don't think I have ever played it.
Have you played the other Final Fantasies?
Seven. The only one. And that was like, oh my god, ages ago now. It feels like. I think that was the first, like, actual huge, like, epic kind of game that I've ever played.
Mm-hmm.
On, like, the PlayStation 1. But that's the only one that I've ever played. I've seen, I think, is 8 the one with Vivi?
That's 9.
9, okay, so yep. I've seen 9 as well. But, again, never actually played that one. Yeah, I should maybe play some other Final Fantasy games.
Yeah, they're really good. I've been having a sort of issue with JRPGs lately where I just find it very difficult to get into them now, but I can still play the ones that I've played before. And yeah, as soon as I finish 10, I'm really excited to start the second part, X2, which is like my favorite Final Fantasy game ever, even though a lot of people find it very silly.
Oh, I like silly games, though.
Yeah, in X2, they take Yuna from 10, who's like the main female, and then one of the other characters from that game, and then a new character, and it's just like 3 girls on a road trip, like traveling around, doing like they're mercenaries, kind of just like taking jobs and having fun, and it's amazing. And there's all these dress spheres, like they don't just have one outfit, there's like 30 different dress spheres, which not only change what they're wearing but also change their entire abilities
That's so cool.
It's really cool. And they can just switch between them in fights, and it's really fun.
Oh, games about fashion!
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so I'm excited to start that once I finish 10. Other things I've been playing. I started this game called 999, which is a visual novel on the DS, and mm-hmm. I generally don't play a lot of handhelds, but I just heard such good things about this game. And you start the game and you're locked in a room on a ship that's sinking, and you have to get out of the room. So initially mm-hmm. I started playing it, and it seemed like kind of like an escape room game, which seemed pretty cool.
Yeah.
But then the visual novel part really kicked in, and it's really like a novel. Like, the first hour of the game after I escaped the first room, I was just sitting there tapping the screen. Tap, 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 tap. Just like tapping through all the dialogue. The characters just would not shut up. It was just so much talking. And, you know, I like reading, but there was just so much reading to do and so little room escaping. So I think I might not finish that one because I'm not having any fun. It's very slow going.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
Yes. And then the last game, last night, against my better judgment, I started the Game of Thrones Telltale game. I found episode 1 on my Xbox. I guess it must have been free at some point. So despite kind of being tired with Telltale, I started it up. And as you said, I was going to be mad. And I was mad pretty much immediately. I think I was kind of looking for a reason to be mad. But there's... it just... immediately, I mean, because that game starts at the Red Wedding. So immediately, just like everyone you've ever known or loved is killed, basically.
Yeah. Yes. So if you are okay with spoilers, Pam.
Yeah.
And then if anybody is listening is intending on playing the Game of Thrones Telltale series, maybe skip ahead, like 10 minutes. So... the entire game is kind of like that, where, did you finish the first episode?
No, I think, okay. I assume I'm about halfway, because there's 3 characters, right?
Yes,
and then... I'm on the second one right now.
Okay. So you kind of, you flip back and forth, between, like, the Forrester children, and the Forresters are, the family group that you play as, like, mm-hmm. the house that you play as, in the Game of Thrones world. And, like, if you thought that the Starks had it really bad in Game of Thrones, you need to meet the Forresters, because every single family member either dies or has, like, some terrible, terrible, like, deal forced upon them. Like, at the end of the very first episode, Ethan, the guy who's taking over as the Lord, he just gets killed. By Ramsay Snow.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, maybe I won't spoil the rest of it, but, like, the most frustrating thing for me about that is that, you know, going into it, I was like, nothing about this game is going to be good or happy or, you know, there's not going to be a satisfying ending. But I had, like, a tiny sliver of hope because I was like, well, it's Telltale, so maybe... if I make some really smart decisions and I play this game and I'm doing a good job at politicking and I'm doing a good job at, like, playing the Game of Thrones, then maybe I could save some people. Well, turns out, no, nothing that you do matters. And everybody mm-hmm. dies, and it's terrible. It's horrible.
It's, yeah.
Like, one of the worst Telltale games, in my opinion.
Yeah, I find with most Telltale, like, if someone's gonna die, they're gonna die. It doesn't matter what you do. Like, maybe you save them in episode 3, but they die in episode 4.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly the kind of thing that happens. Yeah, it's miserable.
Yeah, that's how I felt. Like, I really like Game of Thrones, the books and the show, but I find that them taking, like, a Stark analog is... not the right way to go. I mean, I know a lot of people like the Starks, but it just reminded me at the very beginning of the game, and you're playing this squire, and you're sitting around the bonfire, and everyone's drinking, and they're toasting, and it, like, gave me a chance to do a toast, and I'm like, winter is coming. It's like, you dire bastards. Like, what a buzzkill. Yeah, we're all drinking around a fire. Winter is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, I don't think I'm going to...
It only gets worse, so... Yeah.
I don't
if you're not inclined to suffer, then...
Yeah, I'm not terribly inclined. And I'm even finding the art style in this game is different and not as good as Telltale usually are. Like, Telltale's usually have, like, really sharp edges, like, defined edges. And this game is kind of, like, smudgy and oil painting-like, and it doesn't, it doesn't really work for me.
Yeah, the style is, like, completely different.
Yeah.
Like, same kind of, like, cartoony, definitely not as much cell shading. But, yeah, you're right. It definitely does look a lot different.
Yeah. So, I think I'll probably, I don't know, I might finish the first episode since I have it, but I don't think I'll be purchasing the other four episodes.
Yeah, you know, you could just, actually, you could come over here, like, maybe for an afternoon and play through them on my computer. Okay. Instead of buying them. Like, I would not recommend purchasing them. If you, like, don't. If you're not sure after the first episode, I wouldn't. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm. All right.
So, spoilers ending for Game of Thrones.
All right. So that's about it for games that I'm playing. Do you want to move on to... our RPG?
Yeah. So I kind of had the idea that I would like to start playing some tabletop games. And I asked around Twitter, like, what would be a good place to start at? What's a good, like, rule set that I can follow and, you know, that's easy to do for a first-time GM? And then for those of you that don't know, GM is a game master, or occasionally called a DM, which is Dungeon Master. And they kind of guide the players through the world to play this game. So I had a couple recommendations of... Somebody mentioned, I think it was Dungeon World. Somebody else said... I can't remember all of the ones that were... and then that week, I think Humble Bundle put out a Pathfinder bundle. So I have all of the PDFs for Pathfinder, but I haven't read through them at all because there's a lot. And then eventually what was suggested to me was the Dragon Age RPG, mostly because I'm pretty familiar with the world of Dragon Age, if I say so myself. And the setting, and, like, I could have, like, a pretty good idea of, like, storylines and how the world would react to the player characters. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll give that a shot. So I kind of put the call out to see if anybody wanted to play, and sure enough, a bunch of people wanted to get started doing some tabletop stuff. And it's been really fun. I'm just using the, like, pre-written adventures, but it's pretty good so far, and I have some ideas already for things that could happen after, or things I can put into the modules that I can use later. And I've even, like, started changing the modules because some of the characters are, like, not as interesting as I'd like them to be, so I've changed a couple characters around to suit my needs. Yeah, and, like, I think it's a pretty good game for a first-time GM, and I think it helps for sure that I'm familiar with the setting. And then I have four players, one of whom is you, and the players that I have are being super helpful, I think, in kind of getting everybody to feel comfortable playing the game. So, yeah, that's been really enjoyable, and I'm looking forward to playing it some more in the future.
Yeah, I think it's been going really well. You've been doing a good job
GMing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's great that it's a Dragon Age one, since it's something that most people are, well, at least most of the people playing are quite familiar with. Since I haven't seen the DM guide, like, how much of the story is, like, does the story we're on go a certain way and then you make it up from there, or does it just...
Yeah, so the way that the modules work is they give you like a storyline to follow, and they give you like pre-written NPCs and like encounters that you can do. So it kind of guides you through, here's the mission that the characters are on, here's like what could happen if they choose to do all these different things. So there's like story forks that you can follow, kind of like a choose your own adventure book, but in an RPG format. And then because I'm a little more familiar with the world, I have like a few like hooks that I've thrown in, story hooks that I've thrown in that maybe you guys will latch on to, and we can go in that direction. And then from that point, like, those will be completely I guess, like, preconceived in my own mind. Like, those will be stories from me, whereas right now we're following a story from the creators of the game. So
okay,
yeah, so we'll see where we end up. I'm pretty interested to see what happens next week.
Yeah, me too. It's been the story has been unfolding nicely. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, when do we get to level up?
Yeah, I need to figure that out. Like, they offer you a couple different ways of doing it, where the GM can say, okay, you've done enough, so I think you should all be leveling up now. Or I can go back into what we've done, like, say, maybe the combat encounters, and be like, okay, so for this combat encounter, you get, like, 100 XP, so let's, like, back pay the XP, and you can add it on to whatever comes in the future. So I could be figuring out how much XP each thing that you do counts for, so I might do that. Or, like, at the end of this section of the story, I might say, okay, this is probably a good time for everybody to level up, and then we'll just do it that way. I haven't decided yet, but it gives you a couple different options depending on how you want to do it, which is good. But I think, like, constant rewards of XP are a good thing for people to look forward to, so I think I might end up doing that, just because it's like, I don't want to just set some arbitrary point and be like, okay, now you get 500 XP, whereas if you do something cool and you accomplish the, like, part of the story, then it's like, okay, so for doing that and figuring that out, then you get a bunch of XP, or for beating all these guys, you get a bunch of XP. So yeah, I think that XP rewards are probably the way to go, just because it gives everybody something to look forward to for their characters' benefit, but we'll see. I haven't decided yet.
All right, so now on to what we've been watching. Something that we've both been watching, and I've been watching thanks to you, or maybe not thanks to you, is the 100.
Yeah, suffer with me! Oh, man. It's such a good show, but such a terrible show.
I know. It's so many things at once. I had tried to watch it a while back, and episodes 4 and 5, after those, I was just like, nope, I hate this show, I'm not watching it. And then you've been talking about it so much that I started watching again, and now I'm caught up in the episodes. So,
I don't want to, like, maybe let's not do spoilers.
Yeah.
But yeah, the first couple episodes I find were really, like, slow, almost. Like, the plot doesn't really get going until maybe halfway through the first season. And the seasons are long, so...
Yeah, it's, at first, they didn't quite know where they were going. Like, it's sort of matured a little bit now, whereas when... At the beginning, people were just being jerks, like, especially Bellamy. Like, he was just a big doofus, and they were just trying to, like, be shocking and be like a Lord of the Flies thing. Yes, and he's got like 3 women in bed with him, and he's just like shooting people or punching people in the face. And
God, like, what do you think would happen when you throw, like, when you send 100 like 18 and under year olds to the earth to, like, to see if everybody can live there. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Plus, yeah. They're all, like, they're criminals. That's the, like, they send the criminals down to the planet. And it's like, here you go. Hope it's good for you. Like,
yeah.
But what I've did had, you expect?
I've had to get over the premise. But the the whole thing where the Ark was going to die no matter what. So mm-hmm. why didn't they just send some adults down to the planet?
Oh,
like, what did they think they were going to accomplish by sending these 100 child criminals?
Oh, God. I have no idea. It's so stupid. Thankfully, it's better now. It's kind of found its footing, which is really good.
I enjoy watching it a lot. Like, I like... Well, Bellamy, I'm on and off about. Like, I was really liking him, and then he just had this sort of... very, very short villain arc this season, and and then it ended, and it just, but I'm liking Clark a lot more now. Mm-hmm. I'm liking some of the adults. The only thing is just that so many people die. I don't know how there are still people on the Earth. I mean, they thought that nuclear destruction had wiped everyone out, but no, there was still some people, but they still kill, like, hundreds of people over the course of a couple episodes.
Yeah, I don't know. You'd think that they would have learned, maybe, from being in space for hundreds of years, but no.
Nope. So yeah, I'm excited for the end of the season. I want to know more about the specific, like, sci-fi aspects of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly where it's going right now, so I'm interested to see. Something else I've been watching is The West Wing, which is a show that I've watched many times before, but in the midst of America's, like, 300-year election thing.
Seriously, America, why are your election periods so long?
I know. Everyone was mad here when our election was, what, 12 weeks?
Yeah.
Everyone was really mad that they had to suffer through it for 12 weeks, and there it's just never ending. So West Wing is my thing that makes me feel like the world might not end. So I've been watching that again, but unfortunately I've entered the bad season of West Wing, which is season 5 after the Aaron Sorkin left the show, and it does get better, I know, but I'm in the sort of the downtime where they're trying to refigure out what they're doing with new writers. So it's a bit of a struggle getting through there. What have you been watching?
So like you, The 100, mm-hmm. and I find it's really convenient to watch because I think they've got some kind of deal with Netflix where the day after the show airs on the CW, it will be up on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have cable and you can't get the CW, then you can watch it on Netflix.
Yeah, that's really nice. I didn't realize that they were doing that because I had been behind for so long, but it's great that you can catch up.
Yeah, I really like that system. And then, of course, I've been watching The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And I find this season to be much better than last season.
Me too.
Which is nice. Like, a lot of really character-driven episodes, which I love. And it's like, sometimes I don't like it because it gets super, like, it makes you feel like something bad is going to happen and then nothing actually does happen. So you're kind of left feeling like, oh my gosh, I got all worked up for nothing. And then, like, the mm-hmm. next episode, you're like, oh, well, there's what I was worked up about because this person just totally died. Like,
yeah. Yeah, the one thing this season, though I think it has been better than the last few seasons, is that there's a lot of sort of misdirection. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go into, like, really spoiler things, but...
Big episode today, actually.
Yeah, but, like, earlier in the season, it was like, oh, no, someone's dead. And it's like, no, they're not dead. And then just a couple episodes, it's like, oh, everything's great. Everything's fine. Oh, someone just died.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward. I've been waiting for Negan. I'm not a comic book reader, but I've read enough about it to know Negan's deal. And also, he's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. And like, I've been waiting for him for like 6 episodes because he's not in enough things. I thought he was going to be in
it much earlier.
Me too.
More Jeffrey Dean.
Exactly. Sorry to go on a tangent here, but when I started watching Supernatural, I was like, oh, it's the Winchester, like, daddy and the Winchester boys, and they're going to go fight monsters together, and then dad died immediately and didn't come back like everyone else on the show does.
Yeah, the one person that doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he dies on a lot of shows, actually.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he was on Grey's Anatomy, too.
Oh, I haven't seen Grey's.
I think it's, like, 3rd season or something. But yeah, he does in a lot of things.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to him being on tonight's episode, which is the finale, even though apparently he's a really horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, like the worst person. Yeah, that'll be interesting. I don't think I've ever seen him play, like, a villain character before. I guess, could the comedian in Watchmen be considered a villain? Oh, my boyfriend just said yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll be a good episode tonight. Mm-hmm. So, and then I guess tonight is April 3rd. when this airs, it won't be April 3rd, but
that's
today
true.
It is.
Yes.
And then I haven't really been watching other TV shows, but I've been watching so there's a series on YouTube called Roleplay. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of exactly what you would think it is. It's literally like streamed like Dungeons and Dragons games. And the one that I've been watching is actually in space, which is super cool. It's called Swan Song. So if anybody's looking for something to watch, they are like 48 weeks into it. So it's 4 hours in a week. So it's tons of content that you could watch. And it's just like this like space RPG using the Stars Without Number rule set. And it's really cool. Like it could be a TV show. It sounds like the way that it's narrated is really, really good. So I've been watching that and I'm almost caught up. I'm so close to being caught up. I'm on like week 42. Mm-hmm. So I'm 6 weeks behind, but it's just so much to watch at a time because it's like 4 hours of stuff to watch.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. And so watching that actually kind of gave me a lot of inspiration for the way that I've been playing my tabletop games. So yeah, it's been really helpful to kind of see like somebody that's been doing GMing for a while and like learn tips and tricks from the way that they do it. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds cool. I might have to check that out.
There's like, and there's so many different kinds. Like they have some in a D&D setting. They have some in, I think, a Shadowrun campaign setting. And then the ones in space. And then this Sunday, today, they're doing a Star Wars one, which is neat. Just starting. So I'll be tuning in for that later. But I'll probably, like, I guess I'll... We'll link all the stuff that we're talking about probably in the show notes where you can find, so you can find everything. But it's pretty cool, and I would recommend checking it out, especially if you, like, if you're interested in seeing, like, how tabletop games work. Maybe not necessarily in, like, a face-to-face setting, but you can kind of see, like, how people are playing it and different rule sets. So if you want to try it yourself, then you can pick it up. But, yeah, the storylines are really cool, so... I like it a lot.
All right. That's about all for what I'm doing. I'm sure I've been doing more. I haven't watched any movies lately, I don't think.
I think the last one that I saw was probably Deadpool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the last one in the theaters.
Yeah. And I was supposed to go see... We were supposed to go see Batman versus Superman this weekend.
Oh. But it didn't work out?
No. And I don't know if I... It's, like, super hard to get excited about it.
Yeah, for all the reviews and things, it doesn't seem like... Yeah. And Zack Snyder's not very good. So. Plus, I don't really like Superman. Like, I like Batman, but Superman's never really been my cup of tea.
No, I... Yeah, both of them, I'm kind of just like, eh, whatever. But apparently, Ben Affleck is a decent Batman, so maybe I'll, I don't know. Plus, like, Wonder Woman is in it for who knows, like, however long, but that's I'd like true. To see her.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's cool, and though I don't like Superman, I do like Henry Cavill's stupid, smug, handsome face.
Yeah, yeah. And then, I know what you were laughing about before.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to go see Zootopia, and it was March break here in Canada, and it was super busy, and we totally miscalculated how sold out the theaters would be, because when we got there, they were sold out.
Yep.
So eventually, I'll see Zootopia, but I don't know when.
Okay, so since this is our very first episode and more of an introduction, we don't have a specific topic for this episode. We just wanted to talk about all the things we've been playing and watching and doing. Riley, if people want to get a hold of you, where can they find you?
So the easiest place to get a hold of me is on Twitter at the handle Kaleri with an underscore. So that's Kaleri with an underscore. And Pam.
If you want to find me, I'm also on Twitter at Jasyla underscore. That's Jasyla underscore. And if you're looking for my blog or YouTube, it's Cannot Be Tamed.
Thank you very much for listening to our first episode. If you have any feedback, questions that you want to ask us, people or topics that you want to hear on future episodes of the show, you can reach out to us at mediamavenscast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening, and I hope we'll see you next time.